This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dustin Fox, Ohio State Buckeye National Champ, ESPN College Football Analyst. Dustin, do you agree with that prediction on Will Howard?
How can anybody agree with that?
Well, I think that's, I thought you might. I thought you might as an Ohio State man. I thought you might as a Buckeye.
Dude, I'm not a homer like you are a Pittsburgh homer.
Wow. Shots fired early here. Okay.
I'm sorry. You took a stray there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I mean, if anything, he's a New York Mets homer, if you want to get very technical.
What's going on here? So you're not a Will Howard guy, huh? The guy just put another ring on your fan base's finger.
No, listen. I love Will Howard. I think that he was great for Ohio State.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, the guy just said he's going to win a Super Bowl.
Well, Well, Tom Brady won it as a six-round pick in his second year. It's happened. There's a precedent. Stan Humphries was a six-round pick and played in the Super Bowl.
There's not a precedent. That's an anomaly, dude. There's no way.
Mark Rippon was drafted in the sixth round and won a Super Bowl.
Who was that?
Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon. I was 2 years old.
Still happened.
Pony probably watched the game yesterday, Dustin. That Super Bowl win for Washington, if we're being fair. What is Will Howard, in all seriousness, in your opinion, in the NFL? Like, what's his ceiling?
I think he's a starter at some point. I think he has a chance to be a starter. Can he do those other things? I mean, who knows? He's a super smart guy. He's got great size. He's got above average athleticism. I mean, like, the guy can run. I like him. I like him better than Shador Sanders for the Browns.
How do the Browns take two quarterbacks over the kid from Ohio State who just won them the national championship? I can't wrap my head around that one, Dustin.
Look, I can't wrap my head around the fact that the Browns decide to basically ignore a lot of Ohio State players, it seems. Not just this year or last year or the year. Like, it's just, I know they took DeJuan Jones last year in the fourth round or 2 years ago. But, like, it's not like they can't go down the road. Mike Tomlin basically has an apartment on campus at Ohio State.
Yes.
And yet Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are, like, allergic to Columbus. I don't know.
I don't know why they don't, you know, mind Columbus. It's the best program and one of the two best programs.
And the wide receivers that come out of the school, too.
It's not like if the Steelers were going to draft every Pitt player, although with Aaron Donald and Revis.
For a while, Tomlin did Maryland, which was a disaster, but he seemed to have gotten over that.
Dustin, who picked Shedeur Sanders? Because Andrew Berry looked like somebody had just, like, farted in his face when they actually announced the Shedeur Sanders pick. He and Stefanski looked like they were going to go Thelma and Louise and drive the convertible off the cliff. Mm.
I saw that clip. You never can tell what those guys are reacting to, if it was just that or whatever. I'm not reading too much into it. You know, it's easy to think that the owner had a lot of say in this decision because he's had so much say in so many vital catastrophes in the past. You know, the Johnny Manziel pick, the move for Deshaun Watson. Like, there's just a lot of moves that have been made, especially at that most important position that the owner has had his hands in. So to think that he didn't have his hands in this, I think he'd be naive. But, I mean, it's still probably pretty good value, right? I mean, you get a guy that everybody was talking about for months as the first-round pick. You get him five rounds later. So, I don't know. I don't know that the Browns necessarily need another circus. And when I say circus, that's not a negative on the kid. It's just that it's in terms of, like, there's more questions about other things other than football that matter here. So, I don't know.
Is Pickett the odd man out there, Dustin?
It's a good question. I don't know. You guys saw Kenny Pickett. I mean, we watched him play a little bit from afar, and I watched him in college. I did one of his games when he was a young player. But Harold Flacco's going to be the odd man out because they're not going to cut Dillon Gabriel, who's the third round pick.
Yep.
And Shedeur Sanders is a fifth round pick. Like,
so
they're not going
to
cut
Pickett
quarterback.
Versus Flacco is what it comes down to. It sounds like for the odd man out.
That's my the day after the draft. That's my take on it. I think it's probably the battles between Flacco and Pickett. I think.
Dustin, of all the players we've talked about, we haven't mentioned the guy from Ohio State that I'm actually excited about and think is going to contribute to the Steelers this year. I feel like Jack Sawyer is a steal where they got him. What say you?
I mean, I'd go to battle with that guy any day of the week. I put it that way. I mean, he is an absolute war daddy. I think he's going to be a really good player. I think he fits the Pittsburgh Steelers' MO. I mean, he is like a perfect, like, the kid was born to play for Ohio State and then go play for a team like the Steelers, because he's just a hard-nosed kid who's going to be, he's grimy, man. Like, he's just a really darn good football player. And that's probably the best compliment you could say about the guy. I mean, you can look at numbers all you want or whatever, but like his intangibles are off the charts. He's a great leader, like, does all the right things. I mean, it's just what you want in a guy who's going to play on the defensive side of the football for you.
Dustin, what's your theory on how a guy with Howard's size and athleticism and run in the playoff, how does a guy that plays the sport's most important position fall all the way to the sixth round with that resume?
I think it's a very, very fair question. I don't have the exact answer. I didn't expect him to be a top pick. Like, I thought he'd go like somewhere between the third and the fifth round. That's where I thought he'd fall. So to see him fall into the sixth is a little surprising, I would say. But like, I didn't expect him to be a first or second round pick. And part of that is because, you know, there needs to be probably a little better tape. And then he didn't have a great combine. So there's some things that probably didn't help him. But he's one of those guys that will outwork anybody and does all the right things. He's obviously an awesome leader. He's really strong in his faith. So like the guy doesn't get in trouble. You know what I mean? He's going to be at the right places, doing the right things. I think he'll have a chance to obviously make the roster for Pittsburgh. And you guys haven't had a quarterback since Big Ben. So I'd give him every bit of a chance to become a starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There you go. Justin Fox, ESPN college football analyst in Cleveland, Ohio State Buckeye national champion. Dustin, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Sorry I was a little late, boys.